Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. My friends in the deliverance ministry, the fire of the Holy Spirit of God is essential. For you need the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit of God to carry out the miraculous works of deliverance, to set those held by Satan as captives. You need the fire of the Holy Spirit of God to fill you, to empower you, to anoint you, to bring deliverance to the captives. It is vitally important to remember that believers in Christ need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the triune God, the fire of the Spirit of God to proclaim forcefully the message concerning the cross of Jesus Christ, to forcefully to proclaim the message of deliverance, to forcefully proclaim the message of healing found at the cross of Jesus Christ. The believer can and should have the powerful experience of being indwelt with the fire of the Holy Spirit of God. You need the fire of the Holy Spirit of God. You need it. It is the desire of the Holy Spirit to fill you, to anoint you, to empower you, to carry out the miraculous. So tonight, we're going to discuss the fire of the Holy Spirit on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak from the Voice of the Martyrs.
Journalists on the scene confirm a brutal middle-of-the-night ambush by nomadic Muslim herdsmen in Maza Village, Nigeria. The attackers were armed with guns, cutlasses, bows and arrows. The death toll is estimated at 10, including the wife and two children of Reverend Nuhu Dawat. He is pastor of the Church of Christ, one of several places of worship and homes burned down in the attack. The Voice of the Martyrs supports hundreds of pastors in Nigeria who have been persecuted but continue to spread the gospel. For more on this critical work, go online to persecution.com.
Hey, this is Toby Mack with another story of a real-life Jesus freak from the Voice of the Martyrs.
Fifth-century legends may paint him as larger than life, But Patrick himself is not a myth. Born in Britain at the age of 16, he is taken to Ireland as a slave. He escapes and returns to Britain, but God calls him back to Ireland, this time as an evangelist. Patrick soon realizes God has provided his experience as a slave to prepare him for ministry. Over the next 30 years, he is imprisoned several times, but history tells us Patrick brings Christianity to every county in Ireland. So, for what is God preparing you? For more from the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Should have powerful, supernatural, mysterious experiences with the Holy Spirit that continue after their conversion. These powerful experiences include miracles of every sort, unusual, extraordinary miracles, miracles of salvation, miracles of deliverance, miracles of healing. Jesus was one with the Holy Spirit and Father. And yet when the Holy Spirit came upon him, upon the Lord Jesus, there was a definite empowerment from the Spirit of God to carry out the miraculous. This is the fire of the Holy Spirit of which the scriptures speak of, my friends. John answered, saying to all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." You may be asking me, so, Jay, what happens when the fire comes? I can speak from the scriptures what occurs when the fire comes and from my personal experience with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Number one, you'll receive a burning as a result of the fire, a burning passion of souls in the name of Jesus Christ, to bring souls to salvation, to bring souls to healing, to bring souls to deliverance. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8 tells us that when you will receive power, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When the Holy Spirit, the fire comes upon you, you'll be filled with burning passion to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. The passion, the power thereof to carry out his works, to cast out evil spirits, to heal the sick, to heal the brokenhearted, and to preach the kingdom of God, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the cross, the blood-stained cross of Jesus Christ. When the fire comes upon you, there will be a burning from within your very being, within your spirit being. Do you have the fire? Do you have the passion for souls? Do you have the fire of the Holy Spirit of God? When the Holy Spirit fire comes upon you, it will bring a passion. Number two, when the fire of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, there will be a glowing as a result of the fire. If you look back in the Old Covenant, specifically in Exodus chapter 24, which speaks of how the glory of the Lord brought a spiritual atmosphere that looked like a consuming fire. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, being in the presence of the Holy Trinity, of the triune God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. will bring about a supernatural glow. The others will notice this was the experience of Moses as he radiated the presence of God, who is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When you experience the fire, my friends, there will be a glowing. People will be able, it's a mysterious, supernatural, powerful experience where people will be able to, they may not be able to put it in words. Now, of course, the remnant will be able to put it in words because they know what the glowing is. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit, it's the light of Jesus Christ. But those around you, the watching world, the pagan, the non-believer, they will see the glowing, and they won't be able to describe it in any kind of words, except to say there's something different about that person. Well, it's the presence of the fire of the Holy Spirit of God. That's what happens when the fire comes upon you. There'll be a glowing. You need the passion. In the ministry of deliverance, you need the fire of the Holy Spirit of God. For you need the passion. The passion to set the captives free. You need the glowing, the very presence of the triune God. You need the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And then number three, when you experience the fire, there will be a warmth as a result of the fire. That's what fire brings, does it not? It'll bring a warmth. The Holy Spirit's fire will bring about a comfort, a supernatural, mystical comfort and warmth in your heart, as He is the counselor. Those who are counselors, they bring warmth to the heart, do they not? And the Holy Spirit is referred to as a counselor. And a counselor brings comfort and warmth to the heart. So when the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, they're one and the same. If you have the Holy Spirit of God, you have His indwelling fire. He is the counselor, and a counselor brings comfort and warmth to the heart. John 14 speaks of this. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. What else does the fire of the Holy Spirit bring? It brings a spark. As a result of the fire, the Holy Spirit sparks the gifts that He has given us. This is what the believers of our day need. Hebrews 2 tells us that there are gifts from the Holy Spirit. God also testified to it by signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to His will. Yet, He is the one, the Holy Spirit, that fires up the gifts. As the Apostle Paul tells us when he writes, do not put out the Spirit's fire. The Holy Spirit has a fire. And when the fire's there, there'll be a spark. And that spark will bring forth the gifts that He bestows. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. When the fire of the Holy Spirit is present, gifts flow. Let them come. That's what I say. Let them come. You need the fire of the Holy Spirit. You need the fire that brings the passion. For you need the passion in the ministry of deliverance to sustain this kind of ministry for any length period of time. Trust me, if you do not have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, you will not last very long in the ministry of deliverance. This is a difficult ministry. It is a ministry that is constantly being attacked, being targeted by the enemies of the cross and by the forces of hell. This is a ministry that needs the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You need a burning passion, and you need the fire of the Holy Spirit that will bring about the burning passion. You need the fire of the Holy Spirit to bring forth a glowing which will attract those who are held captive. People will see something different about you, for your very disposition, your physical, spiritual, emotional disposition will be such where people will be attracted to talk to you, to find answers to their questions about the demonic bondage they find themselves in. And the glowing is a result of the fire of the Holy Spirit. You need the fire of the Holy Spirit to bring warmth. For oftentimes you're counseling with people who are demonically bound, and you need a warmth about you to be able to connect with people spiritually, emotionally. And the Holy Spirit's fire will bring about a comfort and warmth in your heart as you reach people who are needing deliverance. And you need the fire of the Holy Spirit that will bring about a spark, that will spark the gifts that God's given you, that will assist you in bringing deliverance to those who are held captive. But let me make it very clear to you. You do not necessarily need to be gifted in the area of healing or deliverance to cast out demons or to bring healing. For remember, this is a critical element that I want to bring to this conversation tonight, and that is Jesus Christ made it very, very clear in the Gospels that he commanded his disciples, which you and I are disciples, followers of his, before the coming of the Holy Spirit, before the formation of the church, the body of Christ, before the coming of the Holy Spirit and distributing of gifts, the indwelling, sealing presence of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to cast out evil spirits, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to preach the kingdom of God. So you need to carry out those missions, irregardless if you have been gifted or not. Well, obviously, if you've been gifted, it will be, in a sense, supernaturally easier, in a sense, because you've been specifically gifted. But every single believer in the Lord Jesus Christ has a command, has a commission, and that is to preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick, to heal the brokenhearted, and to cast out evil spirits. We need the spark. We do not put out the Spirit's fire. We allow the fire of the Holy Spirit to move forward. And perhaps you're listening to this broadcast and you need the fire of the Holy Spirit of God. I want you to raise your hands right now. Be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Be filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. May right now, in the authority of Jesus Christ, you receive by faith the presence of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit now in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire upon your very innermost being to fill you with unspeakable joy, power from above, passion, the warmth of the Holy Spirit, the spark of the Holy Spirit, the glow of the Holy Spirit, the very miraculous presence of the Holy Spirit. Receive it now. Give up praise unto Jesus Christ, who sends the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's much more I want to share tonight. I'll be back after this brief intermission.
Lift your hands up to the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Michael Tate with a challenge for all Jesus freaks to be fools for Christ. In 1956, missionaries Jim Elliot, Peter Fleming, Ed McCully, Nate Saint, and Roger Udarian were killed by Warani tribesmen in the jungles of Ecuador. The tragic story made world headlines, and many called it a foolish waste of lives. But here's what Jim Elliot had already written in his journal. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. You see, their lives were not foolishly wasted. The story inspired thousands to flock to mission work, including one small group, relatives of the slain men, who went back to Ecuador and helped lead the Warani to Christ.
Get a global perspective from the Voice of the Martyrs. Go online to persecution.net.
Of the Holy Spirit and fire. John in Matthew 3, I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, upon the water baptism, after the water baptism, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning on him. On him. The Holy Spirit descended upon him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Jesus Christ walked with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descended upon him. The Holy Spirit needs to descend upon you, my friends. The Holy Spirit of God needs to descend upon you with this fire that is needed, especially here in the Western world. In the ministry of deliverance, we have so many people in the churches throughout this land that are lacking the fire of the Holy Spirit, resulting in so many people being bound, left bound and sick and afflicted, because believers in the Western world, for the most part, are lazy, are apathetic, because most of them lack the fire of the Holy Spirit of God. For when you experience the fire, my friends, there will be a passion for souls. There will be a passion for souls. Perhaps you're listening to this global radio presentation, and you hear this presentation on the fire of the Holy Spirit. But perhaps you have never opened your life to the one who sends forth the Holy Spirit, the third person of the triune God. And the one who sends forth the Holy Spirit is the second person of the triune God, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to God except through me. No one can come unto the Father except through me, Jesus said, God the Father. So you must turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are not multiple ways to God. There is but one way. And that is the path that leads to the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. To the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. The only one with the nail-scarred hands. The only one that shed blood for the remission of sins. For your sins. For my sins. And you need to be forgiven. And the Lord Jesus Christ is full of love and compassion, tender mercies, and grace, goodness towards you. He wants the very best in your life. He wants to fill you with his very presence. You can't get any better than that. That is the utmost experience of life. Being united with the Lord Jesus Christ, having communion with him, holy communion with the Lord Jesus Christ, is the goal of the life of a human being. Regardless where you live. And as this presentation beams forth throughout the continents of the world, I am here to tell you Jesus will save you. Jesus Christ is sufficient. There's not enough works you can muster up to gain salvation. Salvation is a free gift. All you have to do is receive it by just simply trusting in Jesus, who is a very living person, for he is God in the flesh. He has come in the flesh. He's eternal God, and he wants to save you and heal you and deliver you and fill you with his presence. I want you to pray with me, to simply say, Lord Jesus Christ, I confess my sins, I turn from my sins, I repent of my sins, and I trust Jesus, you, Jesus, Savior, Lord, my healer, my deliverer. Deliver me from every demonic bondage. Heal my heart, Lord Jesus. Pour out your love upon me and your joy and your peace and your power. I embrace your cross, your bloodstained cross, and your powerful resurrection on the behalf of my soul. I commit my life to serving you for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray. Amen. I rejoice with you, and the angels of God rejoices with you. And tonight you can simply email me at j@jbartlett.org and let me know that you pray that simple prayer, so I can send you a free New Testament that I believe will encourage you, equip you, strengthen you as you walk with Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you have an opportunity, visit my website, jbartlett.org. Browse my more than 25 volumes on a variety of topics and issues and subjects that will certainly bless you in your life and your service to Jesus Christ. They're all my books are available for free for download. So make sure you get a copy of one of my books. Be blessed. And if there's anything we could do to serve you, you be sure to email us at j@jbartlett.org. And I bless you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.